The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. This is somewhat breaking news. The bribery, extortion, dark money scandals surrounding House Speaker Larry Householder continues to be under investigation. He has been charged, but he's out on bail. In fact, he is still serving in the Ohio House of Representatives. Today, it has been discovered that some of the so-called dark money involved in all of this scandal made its way to groups supporting Mike DeWine and his daughter's political campaign. Now, does that mean that Mike DeWine is tied to this scandal? Not necessarily. No, it is too early to even speculate on that, but it is troubling. Governor DeWine was asked about this in his COVID-19 press conference today and seemed very uncomfortable in talking about it. But he did say that the organization was, quote, totally separate, totally independent. I didn't know what they were doing. So, again, it is far too early to make any connection between this illegal money, this dark money group, and Governor DeWine. But we have no idea whether there is a fire, but there is a little bit of smoke beginning. So we'll see. It was certainly not news that was welcomed by Governor DeWine. Before this thing is over, this Larry Householder thing, I think there are going to be many Ohio politicians implicated, and most of them Republicans. Many. How many? I don't know. Will others be charged with criminal activity? I don't know. But there, like I said, there's a lot of smoke. Whether there'll be any fire, we don't know. But Mike DeWine was clearly troubled by the questions. And maybe it's because it caught him off guard. Have no idea, and I'm not implying anything, and certainly not indicating that Mike DeWine was involved in this scandal at all. We'll see. Speaking of political scandals, the eyes of America are clearly on Georgia. The Senate runoff campaign, the Republicans need one of the two Senate seats that will be determined in the runoff next month in Georgia to maintain the majority. If they get just one, they will maintain the majority in the Senate. Mitch McConnell will still be the majority leader and so forth. If they lose both of those seats to the Democrats, it will basically be a 50-50 split in the Senate, which means the Democrats are in control because when there is a tie, the vice president is the tiebreaker, and of course, that would be Kamala Harris. Now, a lot of people are making a big deal out of this, and rightfully so. The you know, who controls the Senate and so forth. Here's the problem. Even if the Republicans pull out one and maybe even both of the Senate seats in Georgia, they're still in a lot of trouble. And the reason is the Democrats basically walk in lockstep with each other. I don't mean this as unkind as it could sound, but they're kind of like mindless robots. Whatever their party says, they do. However their party tells them to vote, they vote. They do whatever the leadership of their party tells them to do. Many of the Democrats in the Senate and the House of Representatives, if one of their leaders said, go jump off a cliff, they would go jump off a cliff. Republicans, on the other hand, are not quite as monolithic as the Democrats. There are at least three Republican senators that are unpredictable. You have no idea how they're going to vote on many issues. They often break from their Republican colleagues. So we have heard over and over again, if the Republicans maintain the majority in the Senate, then there is a counterbalance to Biden and Kamala Harris and the radical Democrats. Don't count on it. Don't count on it. Because even if they have the majority, there are some Republicans in the Senate that, well, you just have no idea how they're going to vote. Which brings me to this story. One of the candidates for Senate in Georgia, one of the Democratic candidates, is Reverend Raphael Warnock. Now, folks, you need to pray this man does not make it to the Senate for so many reasons. He is a radical leftist. He has clearly Marxist tendencies. He believes in black liberation theology. If you were listening yesterday, you should know how dangerous black liberation theology is. It's the same theology held by Jeremiah Wright, Barack Obama's pastor for so many years. He is a radical. He is a leftist. Sadly, he's the pastor of a large Baptist church. In fact, the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church, linked to Martin Luther King Jr. It is hard to imagine that the people of Georgia could actually vote for this man, particularly with new revelations. Just last night, video was aired on Tucker Carlson's program on Fox News showing a confrontation between Raphael Warnock and his then-wife, who is now his ex-wife. They got into an argument and an altercation in the parking lot outside of their house. They were involved in a very bitter divorce, which is now final, by the way. And they were in a shouting, shoving match out in the parking lot outside their house. Reverend Warnock wanted to leave in his car. His wife didn't want him to leave because she wanted him to sign some papers. And they have both given absolutely opposite accounts of what these papers are. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. And he starts driving off. His wife says that he drove over her foot intentionally, and she called police. So the video that was shown on Tucker Carlson last night was body camera footage from the police officers responding to this domestic abuse call. And in the footage, Reverend Warnock is asked by the police, did you run over her foot? He says, quote, I don't think so. I do not think so. Warnock tells the officer they had an argument that morning over divorce papers while their two kids were present. He says that his wife prevented him from closing the door and by standing in front of it, and he began to drive off and so forth. But listen to what she says on camera. You ready for this? This man's running for United States Senate. This is his wife, now his ex-wife. She was his wife at the time. She said this, and they have it on camera. This man's running for United States Senate, and all he cares about right now is his reputation. I've been very quiet about the way that he is for the sake of my kids and his reputation. I've tried to keep the way that he acts under wraps for a long time, and today he crossed the line. So that is what is going on here. And he's a great actor. He is phenomenal at putting on a really good show. Now, if Raphael Warnock were a Republican, his political career would be done over, finished. He would be forced to withdraw from this Senate campaign if he was a Republican. But because he's a Democrat, there is still a very good possibility the people of Georgia will elect him to the Senate. Even with this video of his wife. Yes, there is a double standard. We're keeping an eye on that race in Georgia, and we seriously, this man would be very, very bad for the United States. Praise he loses.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Oh my goodness, this is funny. During the break, I was just checking my Twitter feed, the tweets on my Twitter feed. I am amazed at our local newspaper, the Columbus Dispatch. For years, I've called it the Columbus Disgrace. My problems with the Columbus Dispatch go back many, many years, back when they used to have a religion page. Many years ago, and I don't remember how long, Joy and I have been here for 45 years or so. They used to have a two-page religion page on Friday, covered two full pages. Now, the only problem, they never, ever reported anything from a Bible-believing conservative evangelical church or perspective. They would have international news. If the Pope said something, they would write that or they would report that. If some Muslim leader did something, they would report that. If a liberal church here in Columbus did anything, they reported it with great sympathy and excitement. I used to say this, if a Buddhist monk belched on the steps of the Capitol, the Columbus Dispatch would feature it with big headlines on their religion page. If an evangelical church in Columbus had a revival and 3,000 people gave their hearts to Christ, they wouldn't even mention it. Well, it went from two pages, and then it went down to one page, and then it went down to a half a page, and then it went to a quarter of a page, and then it just went away. Columbus Dispatch doesn't have a religion page anymore. And may it rest in peace. It was absolutely worthless, even when back in the days when they had two full pages. Some of the reporting at the Dispatch is just pathetic. I'm sure they have some good reporters. I'm sure they do. But this just came up 12 minutes ago on Twitter. Columbus Dispatch official Twitter feed headline. Not everyone will receive a second stimulus check. Here's who will be left out. Here's who doesn't get the $600 stimulus check. That bill was rejected by the president yesterday. The president refused to sign it. So today, we have no idea whether anybody's going to get a $600 check. We have no clue. We have no idea. And yet 12 minutes ago, the Columbus Dispatch is reporting with great authority. Here's who's going to get $600, who isn't. I just thought, are you serious? Wow. All right. I won't be talking to you live until Monday of next week. Fortunately, gratefully, I have tomorrow and Christmas Day off. And then, of course, the weekend. So won't talk to you again live until Monday. I pray all of you have a wonderful Christmas. And I'm going to repeat it one more time. Because this Christmas is difficult for so many people. It's going to be different. It's going to be unusual. Family gatherings are not going to be the same for many people, if not most people. Let me just say this. Take what God gives you. If you can't get together with all of your family or most of your family or any of your family, celebrate the birth of Jesus. Don't forget the guest of honor. I can assure you that on this birthday celebration, this coming Friday, the guest of honor will be there if you invite him. I promise. And he's the only one that matters. Have a great Christmas, great weekend, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.